Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Family and supporters of former U.S. President Donald Trump have denounced the FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Eric Trump says it's yet another attack against all the Trumps.
There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back.
Telling Fox News Channel's Hannity, Democrats have a clear goal.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. GOP Senator Roger Wicker says Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Chief Chris Wray must explain why the search happened.
We deserve answers. We deserve the transparency.
The department's not commenting. At the White House,
we did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation that the Department of Justice is independently running.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, former President Trump says he will be questioned under oath Wednesday in the long-running civil investigation in New York State about his dealings as a real estate businessman. Trump revealed the news on the account of his Truth Social platform. The investigation is being led by State Attorney General Letitia James and involves allegations that Trump's company misstated the value of prized assets and misled lenders and tax authorities. The former president called the investigation a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. A former Twitter employee was found guilty on Tuesday of spying for Saudi Arabia, keen to unmask critics of the platform. Ahmad Abu Amo was convicted on numerous charges, including money laundering, fraud, and being an illegal agent of a foreign government. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in a federal court in San Francisco told jurors that Abu Amo sold Twitter user information for cash and an expensive watch some 7 years ago. His defense team contended that he did nothing more than accept gifts from free-spending Saudis for simply doing his client management job. A federal judge has rejected a bid by members of the Saudi-backed LIV Golf to play in the PGA Tour postseason. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
A federal judge has ruled against three golfers who jumped to Saudi-backed LIV Golf but wanted to compete in the PGA Tour's postseason. U.S. District Judge Beth Labson Freeman made her decision in San Jose, California, after attorneys for the golfers and the PGA Tour each spoke for about an hour. Golfers Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford were seeking a temporary restraining order that would allow them to play in the first of three FedEx Cup playoff events beginning Thursday. They are among 10 golfers who filed an antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour last week. I'm Mike Garcia.
Bloomberg News reported Tuesday that Britain is making plans for organized blackouts for industry and households over winter when cold weather may coincide with gas shortages. The news outlet says it has learned from people familiar with the government's planning that electricity capacity shortfall could total about one-sixth of peak demand even after emergency coal plants have been put to use. The potential shortfall, combined with below-average temperatures and reduced electricity imports from Norway and France, Britain could be exposed to 4 days in January when it may need to trigger emergency measures to conserve gas. Recapping our top story, the FBI's unprecedented search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida residence is making a lot of noise around government, politics, and a polarized country. Trump and his allies are complaining, and others are wondering Tuesday why the U.S. Justice Department decided to take such a drastic step. The FBI searched Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records there from the White House. That's according to people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. Meanwhile, former President Trump says he will be questioned under oath Wednesday in the long-running civil investigation in New York State about his dealings as a real estate businessman. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.